The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Charanbir Mahal, and my co-host tonight is Zubair Jeevan Z. You can also listen to the audio portion of our show on the Sharks app on Sharks Audio Network. We have a lot to talk about as this is the final game of the season here at home for the San Jose Sharks. A lot has happened this season. But before we start on all that, well, we want to spend some time on what happened yesterday, which is Captain Logan Couture has finally sort of hung his skate and he's stepping away from playing hockey. Sharks were very careful not to use the word retirement because he may be involved in the other aspects of hockey and with the NHL. So it may not, retirement may not be the right term for it, but he's definitely stepping away from the ice from playing in the NHL, and which was a huge news. There was a press conference held right here at the SAP Center yesterday, and it was a really well done. Actually, Zubair, you were there. How do you thought, first of all, overall, how that went?
I thought the Sharks did a wonderful job. It gave a lot of Joe Thornton and Marlowe retirement vibes. And I mean, Logan Couture is just such a great player. And it's nice to, you know, it was a little somber that he had to end a little earlier than he wanted to for the reasons. But you look at his career playing over 900 games, very few people get to do that. And one of the things that stuck out to me was a quote that he shared from Jamal Myers when he was a rookie and he sat next to him. And Jamal made him remind him that in a blink of an eye, I would go back to your age and do this all over again because it goes by so quick. And I think that sums it up, that he also had gratitude along the way of his journey. And I think he showed that in the way he played and his willingness to treat every game with and put the most he ever had into each game and into each shift, which is what made him such a great Lion mate. So it was a real pleasure to be there.
Yeah, that was very well put. And I also loved the way he summarized his time with the San Jose Sharks from his first NHL goal, you know, to some of his final games, and then of course his injury and his struggle through the injury, and finally coming to this conclusion. Now, over the last couple of years, we have met him a few times, asked him about the progress, you know, of course we always want to know, oh, when are you coming back? But you know, he went through a lot of challenges, a lot of rehab. He was always, every morning he was showing up there, working out, always wanted to come back. And yeah, it was hard for him to finally decide that. But I'm sure, you know, he recognized, as you mentioned, after he played those last six games, he was in quite a bit of pain, and then it just didn't get any better. Every time he was on the ice, tried to do full skate, he would be in worse pain. So at some point, you know, he had to come to that conclusion. I'm guessing a lot of people are talking about why the timing and so on. I honestly think what's happening here is they kind of set themselves saying, okay, well, let's try out the seasons and see what happened. I asked Logan, when did he make that decision? Or what was the last thing that sort of turned his, you know, changed his mind? And he said, well, no, it was just the continuous trying. And at some point, you know, you feel like, okay, you know, maybe this is time. So I think maybe there was a soft target here of end of the season. Yeah. And as it came closer, he hadn't played, you know, since January last year. So it's been a long time. So he felt, if I couldn't play that long, I mean, you know, you're out from hockey for 6 months, it's hard to come back. So he understands all that. And even though sad, I think look at what Logan Couture, as you mentioned, over 900 games. Average NHL career is just 2 to 3 years, you know. And for Logan to be lasting that long and at that high level performance, and as everybody talked about him being a clutch player, you know, especially in the playoffs. So having that kind of heart, that kind of commitment to hockey, a game that's so fast, so rough, and so injury prone and lasting that long, I think it's hardly something to be sad about. It's something to be really proud of. But at the same time, I think Logan sort of represented its stability. And then you look at Marlo, you look at Joe Thornton, a lot of players who spent a lot of time here. So coach, I think, put that very, very well on what a takeaway is from the players. And in essence is, you do your best, you'll be around for a while. So with that, let's go to coach first.
Yeah, and I think when you do things the right way, when you're a great teammate, when you leave it all on the ice, yeah, everyone makes mistakes, you know, throughout the hockey game. But when you leave it all on the ice and you're a great teammate, we're going to do everything we can to keep you. And that's what you saw with Jumbo and Pav and Bernsey. And I know they went on, but... you know, I think that's the message, and I think that's every sports team, you know, and that's what we ask for our players is work as hard as you possibly can, leave it all out there, be a good teammate, be a good person, because that's what we want here, and that's what ultimately helps you win hockey games and hopefully one day win a Stanley Cup. So for sure, that's a great message, and I know our young guys really took that to heart.
So now when we analyze the team, let's look at it from the back forward. You know, when we started, I think we had Vitek. We also had McKenzie. Blackwood really looked good with the Sharks. I mean, he was playing well. And I'm sure fans were a bit stunned, to say the least. But I think when you look at the contract coming up, what he deserved with those kind of stats, and he's looking for a four-year, you know, kind of a plus contract. The goalie situation hasn't been great. But if you look at Yarrow, I mean, that's a huge, huge plus. Yarrow done great. The few games he played, I know he's out for injury. But that's kind of the future of the Sharks. I think, you know, next year we're looking more stability in the net. I think he's probably going to be the starting goalie. And also, I know fans are very hard on Georgiev because he had been a little up and down. But to be fair, initially he wasn't getting a lot of game time. He was starting every now and then. Just come late, he's starting to get more game times, more back-to-back games. I don't mean back-to-back by next day, but I mean more regular game schedule. He's gotten better. He's starting to make some big saves. I think he has, you know, a lot of potential to grow. And I'm starting to see the goalie situation shaping up for the next season. Now, with that, let's get to the defense. That's been very tough for the Sharks. A lot of changes in the defense. Jake Wallman came over, had a great, great season, whatever number of games he played. And then we had Cody Ceci, who also, again, was a very stable fixture in the Sharks' defense. Both got traded. I think we got huge value for them. So pretty amazing job there by Mike G. Now let's talk about the youngster. We talked about Shakir. Now, what an amazing season he just had with the Sharks. Too bad he was injured. It's just unfortunate, but I think he's really looking great. I think one of the stats earlier I happened to look at, he played one of the game near 27 minutes, and I think he might have set the Sharks record. Don't hold me to it, but I think he might have set the Sharks record this season for a defender for 37 minutes in a 60-minute game. Henry Thrun there, both Shakir and him being left-handed shots, both having to play right-hand a lot, every now and then at least, since Sharks only had two right-handed shooters after CeCe. And of course, one of them is Timothy Liljegren, who had a pretty solid season with the Sharks. And the other one is young guy Jack Thompson, who also seemed to do better. And then lastly, I want to talk about two more defenders who've been sort of the hallmark. Well, one, obviously, Vlasic, who was hurt. He had a lot of struggles of his own. You know, when you're at that age and you're injured, you're questioning yourself. You know, when do you hang the skid? But hats off to Vlasic. So here, why don't we go to Vlasic and let him share some of his thoughts on how he can contribute to some of these youngsters that we just talked about. So now looking at your season, I mean, you made a huge stride. I mean, having a comeback from an injury and being, you know, very effective here, you know, late in the season. So how do you look back on this season? It's also your first time going through a complete rebuild as well.
We got a lot of young guys, but a lot of talent. Hopefully we're into the playoffs sooner rather than later. Everyone wants to compete. Everyone wants to play in the playoffs, meaningful games. And I know the Sharks fans were used to that when I started here. So the objective is to get us back there so the Sharks fans can relive the playoff.
And how does it change your responsibility now with a lot of youngsters that look up to you? You're kind of a veteran guy, a great defender. You know, you have a great history here. So how do you see that? Do you see your role even becoming bigger next year as you work with some of the youngsters?
If I can help the young guys play as long as I have, I'll be happy for them. If I can help them play as long as they want, be better players, be superstars. I think the young guys, especially on the backhand, have taken strides in that. In Thrunner, he's playing against the best players this year. Shaq as well. If I give out pointers, how to break out, how to have a good stick, little things like that that'll make him a better player. And at the same time, I got to be good defensively. I got to lead by example. And if that's my role, I'll embrace it. I'll enjoy it.
And tonight is going to be a sellout crowd as they take on the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers are third in the, you know, for those who must know, they're third in the Pacific Division with 99 points. Of course, San Jose Sharks are last with 52 points. We talked about the last three matchups between these two teams. Here's a chance for the Sharks, number one, to get a win. At this point, they're not going to change any position here, but I think it's great to get a win here tonight in front of the home crowd. I'm sure fans need some cheering. And now with that, for the Sharks lineup tonight, on the top line for the San Jose Sharks is Tyler Toffoli with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith. On the second line is William Eklund, Alexander Wennberg with Cam Lund. On the third line is Nikolai Kovalenko with Ty Dellandrea and Daniil Gustin. On the fourth line is Carl Grundstrom with Barclay Goodrow and Noah Gregor. In the defense tonight for the Sharks is Henry Thrun with Timothy Liljegren, Lucas Carlson with Jan Ruta, Mark Edvard Vlasic with Jimmy Schultz, and in the net tonight is Alexander Georgiev. With that, let's go to the first period. Well, a great start by the San Jose Sharks. They kind of dominated the first few minutes of that first period, had six shots on goal, but then eventually the Oilers got their first chance, which ended up in the Sharks' net. So at the end of the period, Sharks are down now 1-0, but a lot of good things were happening in the period, which we'll go over in just a second. Well, first of all, a couple of players that really stood out right from the start. One is Cam Lund, who had a great first shift, had some chances, got it deep, and then eventually he even had a 2-on-1. He chose to pass. I wish he had shot. He's a great shooter. But nonetheless, at the end of the day, they're down 1-0.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, Cam Lund looked good, noticeable. You know, later in that period too, he had a great zone entry, controlled zone entry, was poised with the puck, kind of slowed the game down, made a nice pass down low after drawing some defenders and taking space. But I do wish he shot on that 2-on-1 instead of passing it over to Eklund.
And I know, Daniel also stood out quite a bit. When he had the puck, he made a lot of great opportunities in the offense. What do you thought about him tonight?
I think Daniil Gustin looks fantastic. I mean, he's showing a lot more confidence than he did earlier, as expected. He just started to do very well with the Barracuda the last couple of months. And, you know, he looks like an NHLer in that first period. Great puck control. I think he's benefiting from playing with Kovalenko. They have that Russian connection. They're playing that puck possession style of play. They're making short passes, cycling. Throwing this out there, I think wouldn't be surprised if he gets his first goal tonight.
Well, then 8 minutes into that period, you know, Connor McDavid, who wasn't expected to be in the lineup, ended up being in the lineup. He can't stay away from the ice. And of course, you know, 8 minutes into that, he got an assist on Ty Emberson's goal. He made the pass from the right boards onto the tape of Emberson, sort of in that high slot near the blue line. And with some screen in front of Georgiev, he gets one past him and made it 1-0. Connor McDavid just got his 100th point. I guess, you know, maybe after the first break, he won't return. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, you could see his ice time is very limited out there. Definitely not regular Connor McDavid minutes, but his impact is still felt. I mean, we were talking about it just watching him up the ice. You can't not look at his feet. He was flying out there looks healthy for sure.
Especially today we were watching it from downstairs near the glass, and boy, he can skate. It's really hard for most players to really keep up on him. Now, after that goal, it did really stung the Sharks a bit. They still had plenty of chances. They were getting a lot of puck possession, but they had no shot on goal after that. So the first period finished with the Sharks behind 1-0, but Sharks were also behind in the shots on goal, even though they started off so well. And in that area, they're 8-6.
Probably for Corey Perry, a lot of goalies and a lot of fans of other teams feel that way, but it also shows you how effective he was for whatever team he played for.
Here's Emberson. He'll load up and score. And on their first shot of the game, Ty Emberson, who didn't have a goal all year until last Friday, scores for Edmonton. And it's 1-0 Oilers.
Well, again, the Sharks started off well in the second period, and they tied the shots on goal in the first few minutes at 12. But then again, halfway through the period, Henrique made this amazing pass from behind the goal line onto the tape of Max Jones, and he just one-timed a shot from literally 8 feet out to the left of the goalie that ended up in the Sharks' net.
The best game I ever played in my life, Game 7 against Vegas. I still can't believe that we came back and won that game.
Can you recapture in your mind the emotion when you got that first one, when you were down 3-0, and that famous clip now of you saying, that's one. Is that something? Oh, there's a goal for Max Jones for the Edmonton Oilers.
Well, then neither team scored until the final 3 minutes of the game. And that's when San Jose Sharks pulled their goalie out. And that's when Corey Perry ended up scoring an empty netter goal to make the tonight's score, final score, 3-0 Oilers. Well, we talked about, some of the defenders for the San Jose Sharks and some of the improvements that they have made over the season. And Timothy Liljegren is definitely one of them, especially in this last stretch of a couple of months. So here's Timothy talking about some of the things Sharks need to improve as a team and some of the things he has improved.
If there's kind of one thing that you can change from this year to, improve so you guys can get more wins as a team, what would it be?
As a team, you mean?
Yeah.
Some areas of the game, I feel like when we play to our structure, we're a good team, but sometimes I feel like we get away from that too much. That's a cliche, but like get pucks deep, play to score if you're up 2 goals, 1 goal, stuff like that. And I feel like we will improve on that. We're a young team, and we've shown progress all year, so I'm excited for next year for sure.
Why is it a challenge for teams to kind of play to that structure? It sounds easy to us, just play this way and you'll win, right? But why is that a challenge?
I don't know. I feel like sometimes you get, you want to make a play instead of maybe doing an easy chip the puck down play. And I feel like, it's a hard league to win in. If you look at the best teams in the league, they play very structured and play pretty boring hockey, if you will. And then once they break the teams down, they kind of get going and be creative. But I feel like you got to start the games with playing to your structure and break teams down.
Playoff teams in Toronto. I mean, is that the biggest difference between the teams that make it and the teams that don't? That structure, that commitment to defend.
I feel like that's a big part of it. There's probably more stuff that comes with winning consistently, but I feel like we've been in a lot of games this year. We've come a long way, and as I said, I'm pretty excited about next year.
What have you thought about just your first season here in San Jose? I mean, I know it's 10 minutes after the season ended, but how do you reflect on your year here?
Obviously season just ended, but I think my season's been up and down. Especially I think when I first got here, I played some good hockey, and then I kind of dipped a little bit, and then a little bit of a roller coaster. I feel like after Four Nations break, it was more consistent, played better hockey, but obviously want to do that throughout the whole year.
You mentioned the bright future here. Do you see like the building blocks? Just, you know, you see the two guys. What maybe does this team need to add or bring in, whether that's in-house or just what's the biggest thing that you feel this team is kind of missing to take that next step forward?
I don't know. I feel like that's a question for Grusy, but I feel like after Four Nations break, obviously when we traded a lot of guys, I feel like there was a lot of young guys that really stepped up their game and took a lot of strides. And I feel like if they continue to do that next year, we'll be in a good spot, and I'm pretty sure they will.
What does it mean to have the sellout crowd tonight and just be able to thank the fans after this?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. Obviously, not great. We didn't get the win, but you know, when this place is rocking, there's not a lot of places better to play. So it was fun.
For yourself, so one thing that you want to improve for next season?
I feel like just what I mentioned, consistency. Kind of have a high, low level, if you will, and kind of keep a good level and. Be a guy you can trust every game.
And what's your offseason going to look like as far as like maybe taking a couple weeks off and getting back to training, or what do you see yourself doing?
I actually don't know. I'll for sure take some time off. I'll go back to Sweden and not quite sure when I'll start training again, but obviously it'll be earlier this year than previous year, so I'll get a good summer.
Well, Alexander Georgiev had a good game tonight. Overall, he kept the Sharks in the game all the way till the end. But it was unfortunate that first goal that came after just the first shot on goal. He talked about that. He didn't see a puck for a long time. And all of a sudden, through a screen, it ended up in the net. So that's unfortunate for him. He also talked about the fans here. How happy he was to see all the fans' excitement, then showing up at the practice. And here, even when the team is in the dead last place, it was a sellout crowd. And also all the gifts the fans have been giving him. So he was very thankful about that. And he also shared that he is no longer going to be here for the next season. So this was his last game as the Shark.
How do you see tonight's performance? Looks like the last couple of nights your game has kind of rebounded a bit, you think?
I felt today was a pretty good game for me. Obviously tough start, like haven't seen the puck for a while, and then they got the screen goal. But just tried to reset, and now it's a full 60 game, and keep battling, keep making the saves, and give us a chance to be in the game and compete to win. And, that's what I did today.
I know just the season has just ended here, but just how would you kind of just reflect or think about your time with the Sharks here?
Tough. Tough. You obviously want to have more success personally, but most importantly as a team, and those come together all the time. It's not like you can have one without the other. In April, you want to win games, even for the Sharks. Like we obviously knew we were not making the playoffs, but you want to win games and feel good coming into the summer, knowing that even when the deck maybe is stacked against you a little bit, you can come in and play well and make a good impact. And everybody battled. It's just not enough to win.
Do you feel for yourself maybe after a bit of a roller coaster season with the trade and maybe some struggles this year that time away from the rink maybe will help you not just physically but mentally, just a good mental reset to kind of get away from the game a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I feel taking as much time off the ice will be important for me. Just get hungry for the game again, and whenever the time comes, just be sharp and get back to working and be better for sure.
What did it mean to have the fans stick with you guys this year, have a sellout tonight, and then be able to sort of salute them afterwards?
Yeah, it's incredible. Honestly, I've been so impressed with how dedicated the fans are. We had such a tough season, and you know, losing a lot, and then you come up to the gym after a game at like 11 p.m. and you leave the rink, and there are big crowds waiting just for an autograph or just a picture or saying hi. It's kind of crazy. at the practice rink too. A lot of fans are waiting and giving us gifts. Like I got a book today and a Lego set and candy and whatnot. It was too big of a bag to tell what else was there. So it's pretty crazy. They're very dedicated. You can tell they're big Sharks fans for life. Not just hockey fans. Like Kuchi said yesterday, they're big Sharks fans, and you can really tell the city cares about the team and, you know, stuck with the team even in tough times. That's pretty huge.
We're going to start working in the off season. What goals do you personally want to work on to get yourself ready for next season?
I think just write down the stuff that I feel is a big focus and big part of my success in the league, and just focus on that on the ice whenever you come back, and just work on it, right? Get back in September and be sharp and have a great season. I know I can do that, and just a matter of time.
Well, Henry Thrun had continuously improved throughout the season. He has been a lot more physical, a lot more battles he's winning on the board, but of course there's still a long way to go. So here's Henry talking about all that.
Just one thing that you guys could improve to for next season, what would that be just as a team?
I'd say the biggest thing is probably consistency. You know, we showed flashes of competing with the top teams in the league, but, you know, the difference between us and them this year is just, you know, they show up for three periods, and if, you know, we lay back for 10 minutes, you're down two goals, and then just have to come back on a good team. So I'd say probably consistency is our biggest thing.
Not just for yourself, but what is the one thing that you want to improve next season?
Yeah, I think I'll reflect, and I've thought about it a little bit already, and I think for me, I feel that I made some good strides this year in the defensive zone, both breaking the puck out and, you know, closing guys out, and I still feel, just kind of knowing the way my game is trending, you know, being more physical and closing guys out even better is an area that I want to get better at, and will just help my game get better and better. You know, as I said, I think it was a weakness last year. This year I think it was fine, but I think it's an area that I can put in my toolbox and hopefully will, you know, give me more success.
Do you feel a difference maybe from the end of last season to this season? Maybe not just with the direction of the team, but just kind of maybe, I don't want to say hope for the future. I mean, you see some more building blocks this year. What do you see the difference?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Warzo said it the other day to us. You know, the bar was at our ankles last year for the Sharks as an organization, and, you know, we probably moved it to our knees this year. You know, still a long way to go, but I think between, you know, some of the pieces that we've added and some of the momentum that we've built just with the energy around the team and franchise, is definitely moving us in the right direction. You know, obviously the wins aren't there yet, but I think that, you know, we have some momentum now, especially from last year. I feel like we were really kind of stagnant and almost just not really moving in either direction, and I feel like now we got the ball moving forward, both from a player perspective, a coach, a management perspective. I feel like we took the first step, and we're still not, we got a lot of work to do, but I think we're moving in the right direction now.
Well, it's too early really to summarize the season, but coach talked about some of the things that team improved on during this season, but there's still a long way to go. So what are some of the things that you felt as a team you improved during the season?
You know, I thought we were pretty structured. I thought, you know, we were organized, you know, what we wanted to do. I think the execution wasn't always there, but I think for the most part we were structured. You know, we competed, you know, for the majority of the season. You know, this group went through a lot as far as movement and transaction wise, but we stuck together. The leadership group did a good job as far as keeping it together and helping our younger players with Goody, Toth, Wenberg stepping in, so we saw some growth individually, but again, a lot of work to be done.
Well, one highlight for the San Jose Sharks tonight the San Jose Sharks led in faceoff circle 68% to 32%, in hits 14 to 10, in giveaways 10 to 6, and takeaways 4-3, while the Oilers led in shots 28-18 and blocked shots 25-11. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. The number one star is from the Oilers, and that's Ty Emberson, ex-Shark, who had one goal and one assist. The second star tonight, also from the Oilers, is Stuart Skinner. That's the goalie for the Oilers. He made 18 saves, and he was 1.0 save percentage as he had a shutout. And the third star tonight is Alexander Georgiev, goalie for the San Jose Sharks. He made 25 saves, and he was 0.926 save percentage. Well, with that, this is our final game of the season. We say goodbye to all of you until the next season. But from time to time, we'll bring you updates for the San Jose Sharks. Thank you for all your loyalty. Thank you for watching us. And for those of you listening to us on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.